Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today. I'm a homeschool father of five, Steve Vaughn, also in studio with me, homeschool father of six. And today we are going to address the importance of protecting our children and the obligation we have not to stumble our children. Jesus said in Matthew 18:6, if anybody stumbles one of these little ones that believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck and he be drowned at the bottom of the sea. I don't think you're going to find more ferocious, more intense language from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, than what you'll find there in that passage. Why? Because at the point at which society goes after children, destroys children, that is the ultimate sin and will merit the most horrendous judgment upon a society. When we set out to write America in God's Providence, especially the last century or so in which the decline of Christianity and the breakdown of faith, family, and freedom was almost wholesale, we divided chapters according to our worldview. We picked important developments according to our worldview. Worldview, obviously, critical when you sit down to write the history of the Western world and the decline of the Western world. So in America in God's Providence, we assign an entire chapter to the destruction of children. Indeed, that has been the vision of the left. That has been the vision of the nation as a nation since the 1960s. The goal has been to destroy children. The first thing they did was to murder 80 million children by way of abortifacient contraceptives, the birth control pill, and by surgical abortion. So the first thing they did was to murder 80 million, but they had to do something with the 70 to 80 million children who survived. And that was, of course, to transgender the bathrooms, force transgenderism, homosexuality, and corrupt their media as much as they could through Hollywood, Disney, and other means. So we go through the entire scenario in which the Western world broke down in America in God's Providence, and we dedicate an entire chapter to the destruction of children. Now, as Christian parents, we take Matthew 18:6 seriously, and we are going to do our utmost. We will throw our bodies over the hand grenades in order to protect our children from what is going on around them. We will not use the birth control pill. We will not kill our children. And we certainly will not kill them spiritually, as God gives us the grace and the ability to do so. Well, Steve, there has been nothing but a concerted effort to destroy the bodies and souls of children for the last 50 years through American abortion clinics, through the funding of Planned Parenthood, through the funding of American public schools, through the homosexualization of the curriculum and the transgendering of the bathrooms. There has been nothing but an all-out intent to destroy the lives, the physical bodies, and the souls of children.
That's true. And the reason for that is because the more that you can get that generation on your side, then the more power that you have. You've got a number of voters. You know, you've got 80 million voters who will keep the liberal agenda and keep this form of philosophy in power because they really don't want God or godly people or people who fear God to be in power, because that then disrupts their own power and their hunger for power and money.
Well, and that is exactly what's going on in Canada right now. We're going to talk about China, Cuba, and the United States in this edition of the program. Horrendous things, utterly horrendous things going on in Canada right now. This kind of stuff, friends, is coming to a city or a nation near you. So be aware, this is coming to your country, to your nation, to your county, to your city. This is a horrific story from thefederalist.com. A father is gagged. He's found guilty of family violence for calling his 14-year-old trans daughter a she. Last week, Justice Francesca Marzari of the Supreme Court of British Columbia, Canada, declared a father guilty of family violence against his 14-year-old daughter on the sole basis that he had engaged in expression of rejection of her gender identity. These expressions revolved entirely around his polite refusal to refer to his daughter as a boy in private and his steady choice to affirm that she is a girl in public. Now, this girl, it appears, had been railroaded into this decision by her public schools, and this is very, very common because the school counselors are so filled up with those who have the homosexual and transgender agenda that this is going to happen all over the place. And the media also forms a very powerful influence upon the minds of our 14-year-old daughters and sons.
The BC Supreme Court ordered in February that 14-year-old Maxine receive testosterone injections without parental consent. So here's another example for this girl of how the powerful governments are forcing these horrific gender reassignment surgeries and testosterone injections and so forth upon these little 13, 14, 15-year-old kids. Accordingly, Maxine began regular injections at British Columbia's Children's Hospital over the last 2 months. Her father has strongly objected to this treatment and immediately sought to reverse the decision at the BC Court of Appeals. But Marzari has convicted Clark of, quote-unquote, violence and issued a protection order preventing him from speaking to journalists or the public about the case. Marzari also ordered that Clark be enjoined from exposing Maxine to any materials that might question whether her gender identity, as assigned by the state, is real or the treatments she seeks are in her best interests. So this is where we are, Steve, with the breakdown of parental rights. That's the first problem. But more fundamentally, the utter destruction of children. This is the agenda of the public schools in Canada, as well as the government of Canada. Friends, let's make this completely clear. Our society today is insane. Our institutions are insane. The institutions that have given up on God's assignments of male and female, and our institutions, our Supreme Courts, and all the rest that have provided approval for the reversal of traditional marriage after 6,000 years of tradition and God's order prevailing, and allowing for homosexual marriage, is an indication that our societies are entirely insane. The Canadian government is insane. Utterly insane, irreparably insane. And what we're dealing with here, Steve, is suicide. It's institutionalized suicide. It's a sexual nihilism and an institutionalized suicide. I think that's where we are today. Now, I don't know how a society could ever recover from this. I don't know how they break out of this. You think of the Roman Empire, and it broke out, it broke down. It was destroyed by the hordes. It was destroyed by war. And by the reduction of the population by, what, 50, 60, 80%. Well, that's the way it's happened before. The only way to restart a society that is in a suicidal bent is usually through some massive judgments that come by the ordination of Almighty God. And it may be something like nuclear world war in which half the world's population is wiped out. So I don't know how a reset button could ever be set. Except according to some horrible judgment that God brings upon the world, especially the Western world. Society just can't go on like this much anymore.
No, and this whole intellectual suicide and all of that is actually leading to actual suicide among our teens. Especially,
suicide rates.
Yeah, in Colorado, number one cause of death in Colorado between children ages 10 to 18 is suicide.
Yeah, the epistemological suicide, the sexual suicide, the gender suicide is leading to actual suicide. Yeah, suicide rates would have doubled for teens in the last 10 years. Yeah, I mean, this is the trajectory, my friends, expected to triple and quadruple as the years go by. The worldview is self-defeating. The worldview is epistemological suicide today. And this is being worked out in the lives of our young people. And this is what is being promoted by our schools and the Supreme Courts, the highest courts of our provinces, our states, and our nation. We'll be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. Hello, folks. I've attended the Christian Home Educators Father-Son Retreat in Colorado with my son, Daniel, for 12 years now. And it's been a big part of our lives. I love spending time with my son. It almost goes without saying that dads and sons don't get enough time together. What better time to spend than time in the Word, time in the mountains, time with a couple hundred other godly men from around the country? Is it time to turn off the electronic media, recharge in the Word, and renew relationships for you? Are you thinking you might need to fill up your tank with biblical vision, encouragement in the battle, and enjoyment of relationships? Well, if that's the case with you, come on down to our annual Colorado Father-Son Retreat at Sky Ranch Camp in the heart of the Rocky Mountains, August 29th through September 1st. The price is only $219 for dads and $129 for sons, and that includes all meals and board for a limited time only, folks. It's 4 days of fellowship, teaching, and adventure in the mountains, including rifle shooting, bowling, water slides, indoor racquetball courts, and world-class recreation centers, rock climbing, and a whole lot more. So for more information, check it out at coloradofathersun.com. And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you today as we address the issue of parental rights. Canada being a prime example of the obliteration of parental rights for fathers who would rather their daughters not be gender reassigned. And this is where the parental rights thing is going. And we haven't quite reached the total obliteration of parental rights. I suppose it'll be another 3 to 4 years, Steve, before the 2 and 3 year olds will be properly gender assigned by state officials.
Yeah, probably. But that's something that's coming. Unless something changes, then the parents will not be given that opportunity to assign, which, just even saying gender assignment just blows my mind. I have no category to put that in. You're born either male or female. That's what God made you, male or female. You don't assign gender.
Well, it's the insanity of a world that wants to be whatever they want to be. Do you remember how in mental institutes people would want to reconfigure themselves as Napoleon? They'd insist that they were Napoleon. They'd reassign themselves to be a Napoleon or Nero Caesar or somebody like that. And I think the ultimate humanist autonomy is the desire to reassign ourselves and to predestine ourselves to be that which we aren't, as created by God. So it's the ultimate assault upon the godness of God in replacing God in our own minds to become the God who chooses our own identity, our own reality, and of course, our own truth and ethics. So this is the direction of modern humanism. It is an absolute humanist autonomy, and in the end is so foolish, it's self-destructive and leads a person into full-blown insanity. But now these people are not merely walking around in mental institutes. The world itself has become a mental institute.
Yeah. There's something Rush Dooney wrote quite a while back, but he said that God is life himself. God is life. And to reject God is to reject life. And we call that death. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's what these governments and these psychologists and psychiatrists are doing. They're rejecting life himself. And the only option that they have on everything else that they do will only lead to death because they've already rejected life.
Socialist tyrannical governments are obliterating parental rights, as in the case of the Canadian Supreme Court, or at least the provincial Supreme Court, and the same thing is happening in Cuba as well. Pastor Ramon and Adya Regal were Cuban parents who were homeschooling their kids. They desired to teach their children the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. They wanted to give their kids a distinctively Christian education against the socialist, humanist, atheist form of education they would receive in the Cuban public schools. And for their pains, this pastor and his wife have now been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, Steve.
Wow. That's insane. It's hard to actually put your brain into that category that they're stealing our parental rights, or they're trying to anyway.
Well, this is the battleground of the present day. We've referred to this already. Parental rights is the battleground for freedom and for our obligation and responsibilities as Christian people and Christian parents. And this happens to be the touchstone for the battle that we wage right now for the faith. At the time of the early church persecution, it was whether or not Christians would bow to Caesar, would worship Caesar, or would throw a little incense in a fire as a sacrifice to Caesar. That was the question that ultimately ended with the slaughter and the massacre, the martyrdoms of hundreds of thousands of Christians during the first several centuries of the church. Well, that's not the issue today. The issue today is whether we'll worship the state in the area of education and handing our children over to the state for their education in the state ideology. And of course, this applies to just about every communist country in the world, including the United States and Canada. China Aid has reported that the Chinese government's hiring citizens to monitor churches using spies. And they're actually giving something like $45 a person a month to spy on Christian churches. But what are they spying out the churches for? They're spying out the churches to determine whether the children are receiving any kind of a Christian education, whether the parents are homeschooling, whether the children are participating in a Sunday school. The concern for the state in the present day, the concern of the communists in Eastern Europe in the 1950s, the concern of the communists in China today, the concern of the communists in Cuba today, the concern of the communists have always been whether or not their public schools have access to the kids. And this is the same issue that affects Christians in Europe and America as well. Will we hand our children over to Caesar for their education in an atheistic, anti-God, naturalistic, materialistic worldview in the area of science, literature, and history? Or will we pull them out and give them a distinctively Christian view of literature, history, and science? That's the question right now as to whether there will be Christians standing still in Cuba, China, and America in the present day. So this is the question. Chinese parents will not turn their children over Caesar for indoctrination. Cuban parents will not turn their children over to Caesar for indoctrination, and they will pay the cost for it.
Yeah, there's really no choice, actually, when you ask that question. For Christian parents, there is no choice. You don't send your kids to Babylon. You don't send your kids into the pit because they might be able to witness. God may take them there for some reason, but you are responsible to train your children up in the way they should go. You are to teach them how to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and teach them all of the time. Teach them diligently as you rise up, as you sit down, as you go along the way, as you come in. That's all the time. Giving your kids 24,000 hours to the state is not training your children.
Steve, you know, the battle for the faith in the 21st century, whether it be China, Cuba, Canada, or America, the battle for the faith in the 21st century is the battle for parental rights. And the battle's going on right here in Colorado. In fact, we've had
it's raging.
So many of the Education Committee meetings and the other state committee meetings packed out by parents concerned about their parental rights in the area of sex education, the parental rights in the area of immunizations. And it appears, you know, you get 500 or 600 parents testifying until 3 to 4 in the morning on these bills. And the difference between Colorado and China is we get to testify. We get to go down into committee meetings and testify on these things. And then the Democratic majority always goes the wrong way. So in the end, the Democrats act like the communists and they ignore any of the evidence or any of the testimony from the hundreds upon hundreds of parents who have testified on these bills, and they go ahead on their merry way and impose a highly restrictive state-imposed control over the health and the education of our children. That's the end goal. The end goal is for absolute status control over every aspect of our children's raising, their education, and their health care. And we have seen that battle play out here in Colorado. And it turns out the Democrats act just like the communists. The only difference is we get to make a comment before they put us in prison.
Yeah. And I mean, these bills are just awful. Our family has been praying against these for weeks and weeks now. The sex ed bill, where your children in the public school or in charter schools out here it's required that they teach them the different methods used in the different variant horrific sex lifestyles. They say, oh, no, you can opt out, but there's so many little hoops that you have to jump through to opt out. And one of them is that if they're teaching only one thing at a time, not in a sex ed class, they don't have to tell the parents even anything anyway. It's just crazy. The way that these bills are written is that there is no opt out.
That's right. And the sex ed bill requires indoctrination into homosexuality, transgenderism, abortion, and all the rest for Colorado schools. Colorado's charter schools and the homeschool charter schools are not exempted. So what, something like a third to a half of Colorado homeschool students will be forced into sex education relating to some of these more progressive ideas. So, yeah, the attacks are going on here in Colorado. Now, thankfully, we've seen Islands of Freedom form in Colorado and other places. While I was executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, we were down at the Capitol a number of times on the compulsory attendance law, and we were able to carve out an exemption for homeschoolers again and again and again. Same thing happened with immunizations, I think a year or two ago. And so, yeah, homeschoolers have been down there fighting tooth and nail for parental rights for the last 20 or 30 years. I remember the last time we were down there, we were able to secure an exemption for homeschoolers on these restrictive parental rights issues. And I stepped up to testify anyway in the bill. The chairwoman looked at me and said, "You're a homeschooler, aren't you?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You need to sit down because we have already made an exemption for you." I said, "Well, I'm here for the other parents around the state." She said, "Well, they're not here. The others apparently didn't care to come to testify, so sit down." And so, you know, I did the best I could to retain some parental rights for others, but not many American parents, not many Christian school parents, not many, if any, public school parents will stand up to these issues. It was the homeschoolers that inevitably would fight tooth and nail against these attempts to further restrict parental rights and to gain more status control over the lives, over the education, over the health of our children. But I don't care if it's a minority. It was the pilgrims who fought against the control of the church on the part of the state in the 1600s. And of course, that's the reason why the pilgrims came to America in 1620, because they wanted to choose their own pastors. They wanted control. They wanted church to control the church matters instead of handing it over to the state control. And they understood something very simple, and that was that the control of the church meant the destruction of the church. And that's precisely what's happening with the family. The more welfare programs, the more Social Security programs, other things control the sphere of the family, the more they destroy the family. And of course, there were some in the 1600s who mocked the pilgrims and said, you know, they're going to the fire. They're willing to go to be hanged over issues like whether the state would support this form of worship or that form of worship, whether the state would endorse this pastor or that pastor. They're going to the stake over this principle. And so they would mock at these poor pilgrims that fought over the principle of the issue. But in the end, I think it was the pilgrims that won out. And in the end, there was a fair amount of liberty given to the church apart from state control in the 1600s and 1700s that yielded some benefit for the church. And so that's where we are right now, is I think even though we're a small minority, even though we are the ones fighting tooth and nail for the faith, because the battle for the faith is the battle for parental rights. And we're the ones fighting for our children. We're the ones fighting for the rights to give our children a Christian education and to allow parents to make parental choices according to the jurisdictional boundaries laid out by the laws of God. We're the ones that are taking this one to the mat. And again, this is the battle for faith. If you are a Christian, you will stand up for parental rights. You will not hand your children over to Caesar for an indoctrination in a distinctively anti-Christian worldview.
And we've got a great organization here in Colorado, and other states have them too, but we have Christian Home Educators of Colorado, got a conference that's coming up, we've got online summits, we've got you know, all kinds of help here that if you choose to pull your children out, which I don't think that's even a choice to not as a Christian. If you choose to pull your kids out, there is tons of help here that can help you with curriculum, help you with how to teach, all of those types of things. And the conference is coming up here fairly soon. So, you know, sign up for that. I think the registration is open. So I would sign up for the conference, get ready to homeschool your kids.
You know, thankfully, Steve, we have Islands of Freedoms we have fought for over the years. Homeschooling is legal in all 50 states. And here in Colorado, we have a satellite school law in which we can protect our families from state imposition upon them. We're not bound to the same compulsory attendance laws as those in the public and private schools here in Colorado, because we have fought tooth and nail for Islands of Freedom. And we need to continue to do that, especially as medical freedoms disappear for parents and children are increasing increasingly confiscated by the state over medical decisions made by parents. And that includes the area of immunizations. And so parents need to seek out these islands of freedom. I think midwifery will be an increasingly important island of freedom in the years to come, especially as medical freedoms disappear here in the United States. So that's why we started our Christian midwifery training program about 5 or 6 years ago. And that program is busting out this year. So we are right behind every effort to establish islands of freedom, whether it be midwifery, homeschooling, or exemptions to certain laws that we have fought for very hard here in the state of Colorado. So continue to fight wherever you are for these islands of freedom and take full advantage of them, my friends, because this is the touchstone for the application of faith in our present day. That is to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord in an era in which the state is doing everything it can to destroy freedom, to destroy the family, and to destroy the faith. Well, I'd encourage you to my book just released, The Story of Freedom, with a history of the battle for freedom over the last 2,000 years and specifically over the last 800 years in the Western world and the ongoing battle for freedom. The book contains a challenge for us and for our children and grandchildren, because we don't want to leave our children or our grandchildren in gulags, transgendered at 3 years of age. Friends, it's time to equip yourself in this battle. I'd encourage you to my new book just released, The Story of Freedom. It's an improvement upon a previous book called Freedom, but it tells the story of the Swiss battle for freedom and the other battles that have gone on throughout history. Again, the book is called The Story of Freedom. Available on our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.